Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And I'm Carl from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast.
In June 2011, we were at the Home Technology event in London, looking out for the latest cool technology to review. As we saw at the show, home automation is big business, and kitting out your home to be fully automated can be quite pricey. We found one British company that's pioneering a range of main sockets and light switches that can bring home automation to you without breaking the bank. Carl spoke to Chief Executive John Shermer about the rather impressive Lightwave RF product range that was on display at the show.
Well, we've got a whole range of what we call retrofittable devices. The idea is to, you know, steal an idea from Lego so that you can buy these a bit at a time, let's say a double socket, fit it in your house and it works like a regular double socket, but it also has a radio receiver in. So once it's installed, I can control it from my sofa with a handset. And if I get ambitious and start adding light switches and other sockets, I can then add a Wi-Fi device that simply plugs into a router, control it from my iPhone, an iPod Touch, an iPad, or indeed any smartphone.
Good grief, so you can actually do this outside from the house? You don't even have to be in the room?
Yeah, absolutely. It works in two modes. One we call a local mode, so I can literally sit in front of my TV with my iPhone and create a complete home cinema style mood, ready to watch a movie. Or I can be in the pub and realise I'm going to stay a bit later for that extra pint and think maybe I ought to put the lights on and switch on my house lights from the bar. No problem at all.
Fantastic. So that's your light switches. You've also got main sockets, which do the same, I'm assuming.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, you can retrofit, take a standard light switch, remove it, fit one of our light switches, which is actually a dimmer. It works like a regular dimmer, so Mrs. Jones won't be upset, because you can actually press the button, the light comes on, press the button, the light goes off, and there's two very pretty LEDs in the middle to show you it working. And then there's a matching main socket. So again, the same thing. You can plug a socket in, plug a device in, switch it on and off manually, or switch it on and off remotely. And a nice little twist with the sockets, it comes with a locking remote. So if you've got a troublesome teenager who will not turn that PS3 off, you can in fact lock the power supply off.
That's fantastic. Now, the only problem I have is these light switches and the main switches, do I need to be a qualified electrician to install them?
No, it falls under the regulations that says it's DIYable. They're all low cost as well. I mean, a double socket's typically around £35 retail. The single dimmer's around £25 retail. And you'll find when you take off your light switch, you've got exactly the same wires. You just put back into the new one, stick it back on the wall, and away you go. And if you are worried about that, get a local Sparky to do it for you, and if he's charging more than 25 quid, he's having you on. You know, it's very, very easy, very much aimed at the DIYer.
I've also understand that you do a special light bulb, a magic one at that, that is for your idiots, isn't it?
Yes, okay, I wouldn't like to call them idiots, but yeah, the light bulb's very nice. It's actually a low energy light bulb, it's a CFL, and they've got a bad reputation for giving poor quality light and what have you. And because we design and manufacture all of these products, when it came to the CFL, we weren't satisfied with what's out there. So we actually, from scratch, designed our own. And this one, when you plug it in and you literally take your old bulb out, put the new bulb in, you'll be able to switch it on and get 95% brightness straight away. None of this soft, slow build-up to full brightness. It'll come on at full brightness. The remote control technology is also built into the bulb. So from that point on, you can remotely control it from a handset, from a wall-mounted handset device, or from your iPhone or your iPod Touch. So it literally is a case of you can create mood lighting in your lounge simply by swapping the bulbs.
That's absolutely phenomenal.
Right, Pete here. I'm just going to take over there from you for just a second, Carl. A quick question for you. These devices, you say you can access them externally on your iPhone app. Does that mean that they have some kind of, I don't know, MAC address or router built in, or is there some other sort of peripheral you need to get access outside of your house?
Well, the device that we sell retails around £99. It simply plugs into your router, and it has a MAC address that is recognised by our server, and the very first time you use it, it asks you to press a button on your iPhone and press a button on it so that they are securely paired and no one else can use the system. But that's it in terms of setup. After that, it looks after itself. There aren't any firewall issues or anything like that. And everything you do in terms of creating your moods and settings is backed up on the server automatically.
So it seems that your products are all plug in and play. They're like get up and go stuff.
And I'm assuming from the iPhone app as well, can you do things like set up macros, so a sequence when you walk in it turns on the lights or turns on a light socket, that kind of thing?
Well, clearly you've been peeping, haven't you? Because that's exactly what you can do on the iPhone app. Yeah. We've got up to 10 sequences with 10 steps in between. So you can create almost a James Bond scenario. You know, there's one we do for fun, which is like a wake-up routine. Switches on your bedside lamp first thing in the morning at 10%. Nothing too shocking, all right? A minute or two later, it'll go up to 20%. Okay, it's trying to give you a gentle nudge now. Then it'll turn the radio on, okay? When it's at that stage, it brings the lighting up full, but by now it's turned on your shower and your lights in the bathroom. Really say, you know, it really is time you got up. By the time you've walked into the shower, downstairs the kitchen lights are now on and your coffee machine has started. And that's all possible from the free app and the standard products.
Now, we've been walking around the home technology event today, and there's a whole bunch of people doing very, very expensive home automation systems. Some of them are in the sort of several thousands of pound mark for something along the lines of what you're discussing. I'm assuming, though, because you're just looking at existing main sockets and light switches, you're slightly lower cost than that. Can you just give me a breakdown of how much it would cost to, say, do a couple of lights and a couple of main sockets for a room?
Well, a couple of lights and a couple of main sockets, you're probably looking, well, you haven't spent 100 quid yet, but let's throw in the iPhone control, which is a bit everybody likes. Say £200 and you're away. Give you an idea, I got a four-bedroom house. I did the entire house at retail price under £800.
So where can you actually get these? Who's retailing them at the moment?
Currently, they're on our website. We will be retailing in Apple Premium Resellers and also in Maplin's very soon.
Excellent. And what's your website?
Lightwaverf.com.
Before I leave you, I can't help but notice how the sexy logo on your shirt is rather green and spectacular. Can you talk me through this? Who designed that?
Well, funny enough, it was a guy that gets referred to as a felt-tip fairy, which I'm not sure he's quite fair, but he comes up with all the crazy ideas and the crazy designs, but he's also our Apple programmer, so that probably explains a lot. He came up with that logo. It reminded him of the days of the Mysterons. I don't know if anyone goes back that far. And he fancied Destiny Angel. I don't know which one was yours. And that logo is now on all our products and on the website and, as you say, on the T-shirts and shortly to be on a baseball cap near you, hopefully.
So what you're saying is as people look out for the Bluetooth logo, they should look out for this one for their home automation.
Yeah, very much so. Lightwave RF is a radio protocol we developed, which is a bit like Zigbee, a bit like Z-Wave, but it's our own. Why didn't we go with Zigbee or Z-Wave? They're very good, I'm not criticising them. But to be honest, they're a bit top-heavy for the sort of things we wanted to do. And we wanted to achieve the price point that we now have. And the only way to do that was to start from scratch and write our own complete radio protocol. But we are signing up some interesting partners. Watch this space, because I think a small company called Siemens might be using the logo very shortly.
Oh, I vaguely think I may have heard of them.
And is that a Frequency Cast exclusive?
It is, actually, yes.
For more information on the Lightwave RF product range and to hear some of the other interviews that we recorded at the Home Technology event, please go to frequencycast.co.uk/HTE.
Hi there, I'm Susie Perry from The Gadget Show, listening to Frequency Cast.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of the London Home Technology event 2011. To keep up to date with TV and technology, catch our free technology radio show, which you can listen to online or download as a podcast. You can find us at frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.